I'm so happy that we have the Harmony in the House concert series. I'm so happy that we have Dennis here with us. And the reason for it is because he's the reason we have Linda McCrae here in the studio with us. We're going to let her get started right away. We'll talk about her new Borealis compilation, 50 Shades of Red, coming up in a little bit. But let's just get started. Here's Linda McCrae.
I'm starved for affection. Don't strive for perfection, just someone to catch me should I fall. The band's finished playing outside. It's still raining. I look around and there's no one at all. Rough edges and ragged come together just to fall apart. Living is a dying art. Rough edges and ragged hearts.
Linda McCrae, it's so nice to have you back.
Thank you. It's really nice to be back.
I just love the tone of your voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
You probably hear that a lot.
thank you so much.
It's wonderful to listen to her. And I'm also excited to let you know that Linda has another show in southwestern Pennsylvania Sunday. It looks
right.
like. in New Eagle. You can find that out at lyndamcrae.com. And also, she's in Streetsboro, Ohio, this evening. So
right.
I'm glad you're going to be hanging around these
yes.
parts.
Uh-huh.
So if you like what you're hearing, please make sure to do that. Congratulations on Borealis picking
you
up. We talked about that. We were talking a little bit off the air. Borealis is, I don't know if we have an equivalent in the United States, really. Maybe rounder, but
right.
it's even Borealis is just this incredible music label.
It really is a terrific label, and it's made up of musicians, songwriters and musicians. And Grit Laskin is an amazing songwriter and a wonderful luthier. He makes incredible guitars with some of the most unbelievable inlay you've ever seen. He's actually had his guitars in different art shows all over the world. He was just in England. He's just gotten back from London from doing a clinic there. And Bill Garrett, the two of them run it now. It started off with four different people, Ken Whiteley and Paul Mills, who used to play with Stan Rogers for many, many, many years, Canadian folk icon, who sadly passed away in a plane crash a number of years back. But they're just terrific, and they have some really wonderful folks on their label, and it's we're real proud to be associated with them because they're a family. You know, it feels like a family, and not getting kind of lost in the shuffle of a lot of the larger things. You know, very grassroots.
Well, and from my perspective, I know if I get an envelope in the mail that says Borealis on it, or an email that says it, that it's something I'm going to want to listen
to. That's really great to know.
And then I'm going to like.
That's great to hear.
And even though there's quite a diversity, there's such integrity to what's there. So I'm happy that you found a home there. Rough Edges and Ragged Hearts is actually on the first ever Borealis recording to feature Lynda McCrae, which is called 50 Shades of Red. I like the cover, which... I also posted on our Facebook page. She's hiding behind a banjo.
Right, I'm actually singing in the back, into the back of it. I was doing a Tom Waits tribute show in Toronto, and I was singing through the back of the banjo with all these effects on the mic and everything. And someone snapped that photo, and I just really, really liked
it. It's great. Look at this little subliminal Vulcan sign here too. That's happening with her fingers spread across. I'm probably the first one to notice that.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that
myself. But I won't
be
the last. We'll talk some more in a minute, but
that's
I want to be
great.
Sure we get some more music.
Thanks. Well, maybe I'll do this one. I have a new record coming out in September on Borealis. It's the first album that's not the compilation. And this is a song I wrote about a woman. I was inspired by her story. That was featured in the Muscle Shoals documentary. She was a Native woman, American woman, who was forced to leave her home during the Indian Removal Act of 1830. And she ended up spending 5 years walking all the way back to her home at the Tennessee River, Florence area in Alabama, because the rivers in Oklahoma didn't sing, and the Tennessee River sang to her. So this is called Singing River. I am a Yuchi healer, daughter of the sun, woman with the dancing eyes born above the shoulder bone of a Tennessee River Valley where I was taken from the shoal. My 5-year walk began and the river sang me one day in May. We were forced to leave, never to return. The spirits were defenseless against Johnny Button's thirst. With a metal tag number 59, they stole my dignity. The one thing I missed most, their rivers did not sing. Singing river. Sing me home.
with every step. Great Spirit, if you guide me, I'll be forever in your debt. On the dark path of the devil's backbone, please give my feet wings as I retrace my steps across a trail of tears. I'll hear my river sing, singing river.
And McCrae, how old is that song? When did you write it?
I wrote that in January. I had an artist residency in Florida for a whole month in Seaside, Florida in January. And while I was there, I had my own place to stay in and everything. And I wrote 8 songs while I was there, and that was one of them.
That's a gorgeous
thank you
song. And I hope it's been getting good reaction. I don't know if you've had
well,
a chance.
Well, actually, it's not out yet. Yeah. It's coming out in September, so no one's really heard it. I've played it maybe half a dozen times at my shows, and people really seem to relate to it. So
it's breathtaking. And
thank you so much.
It's interesting, not to get overly analytical, but your singing and playing really match the story incredibly
well. Thank you.
It's one cohesive expression.
Thank you so much. And it's, that's so nice.
When the percussive part on the guitar came, it almost knocked me off my chair.
Oh, wow. Just,
yeah. But it's
thank you. Well, I was kind of trying to. I mean, it's got a little bit of that you know, that native drum thing underneath.
Absolutely.
It in the rhythm. But I didn't want to overdo that.
No, you didn't.
Part, you know,
yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to just put a little bit of a flavor in there. But thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. That's really great.
Some folks are wondering, you know, who are you? Who is Lenny McCrae? Who are you? What am I doing here?
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about where you were raised?
Sure. Well, I'm from the west coast of Canada. I was born in a little town called Duncan, but we actually lived in a village called Shawnigan Lake, and Duncan was the closest hospital. But I spent all my life, pretty much until 2007, living in Canada. I was part of a pretty well-known Canadian Celtic rock band. I played bass and accordion in that band for many, many years.
And they are called?
They're called Spirit of the West.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of Well, we were talking about Great Big Sea and the Town Pants and a few of those bands, and they used to open for us when I was traveling. We'd travel in tour buses and carried our own production and the whole bit.
Oh, they were a Spirit of the West.
They were a big band, yeah. So I did 8 albums with them, and one of them was a symphony record. We performed 2 nights at the Orpheum Theater in Vancouver and recorded a live album with the Vancouver Symphony, and then we went across Canada and did... played with the different symphonies all the way across the country. So that was probably the biggest, one of the most incredible things we did. Really fun. And then I left the band and started doing my own stuff, kind of resumed my solo career. And so, and then in 2007, I met my husband, James Whitmire, who's sitting here as well. And he really changed my life for me. We ended up moving to Tennessee. He said, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? He was living in Oregon at the time, and I was living in Vancouver. And I thought he was just joking. So I said, you know, Austin or Nashville, just off the top of my head. I have friends in Austin, and neither one of us had ever been to Nashville before. So he said, well, why don't we go? We better go. And I was like, what? Are you serious? You know, so we ended up... We went there and we bought a house and we moved there in 2007 and we've been touring around ever since. You know, once I got all my paperwork and everything came through and I was able to legally work in the United States, we've just been going like crazy. You know, we play about 80, 90 shows a year. We're on the road more than we're at home, it seems, these days. But I just feel really fortunate to, you know, have a partner that's that likes this kind of lifestyle, because it can be a little weird, you know.
It is a lifestyle.
But, yeah, it is a lifestyle for sure. But we made such amazing people like, you know, Dennis McCurdy here that we played at the Bottle Brush Gallery last night. And there's folks that you meet in the music in the folk music world are fabulous people, like, and interesting and opinionated and just really a blast.
Authentic,
real.
More than anything. And we'll talk with Dennis about the schedule at Bottle Brush, which has been released. There's lots of other good artists coming in. Right now, Linda is getting ready to dawn. Well, actually, why don't we mention those real quick, Dennis? Who do you have coming in?
June 5th, the Mighty King of Love, Phil Lee's coming back from Nashville. We have Bob Beach, Pittsburgh well-known harmonica player, coming with David Jacob Strain from Oregon. Malcolm Holcomb will be back on July 10th. 17th, your favorite bug band, the Carpenter Ants, 17th of July. Vicky Genfan from California, who's an incredible guitarist, coming in the 14th of August. Tommy Womack from Nashville is coming in the 18th of September. David Childers is coming back up from Mount Holly, North Carolina, the 6th of November, and we close out our year with the Early Mays, as we do every year.
Wow. And what's the best way to get more information, Dennis?
HITH at zoominternet.net.
HITH, Harmony in the House, at zoominternet.net.
That's right.
And let me publicly thank you for everything you're doing there. It's not
thank
the
you.
Easiest thing, and to MJ. And thanks for your support of SLB, too.
Thanks. Thank you. We're also on Facebook, and Bottle Brush Gallery has a webpage, too. Any one of those ways, reach us, please.
Now, Linda has donned the accordion.
Right.
That looks like a nice one, too. Oh, it is, huh? Is it? Yes, it's a Hohner.
Yeah. So this lovely couple in Lethbridge, Alberta, gave me this at a gig when I was there one time. And it's really, I have a few of them at home. This is a 72 bass. And the ones that I have ordinarily are 120 bass, and they just are really heavy and they're big and cumbersome. So it's really nice to have this little, it's gray pearl mother of toilet seat. It's kind of call it whatever.
Mother of toilet seat.
Yeah,
it's about the size of a portable typewriter. It's a
right.
Nice. It's actually about 3/4 size what you typically see.
Yeah, yeah. And this is I'm going to do a new song too that I wrote while I was down on that residency. It was called Escape to Create. I found out about it from Tommy Womack, actually, who was there last year. And I ended up writing this song with my friend MC Hansen, who's a folk musician from Denmark. And this is about an aunt that I never knew existed. She was a busker. She played on the street for change, and she played the fiddle. And her uncle, she used to play outside this department store. It was called Eaton's Department Store. It's like a Macy's or something here. And her brother was the manager of that store and was kind of embarrassed having his sister out there playing. And so I never found out about her until she had already passed away. So this is called Hannah.
She's the old lady fiddler from Bastion Square. She'll sing you a song or two. Come gather around, people, come drop her a coin, and she'll sing her songs for you. Outside the Eaton store, Bastion Square by the sea. She loved her fiddle and she loved her bow. Never worked for the company. My uncle was in charge of that Eaton store. Didn't want her to play there for free. He said it was begging and brought only shame. She was banished from the family.
I like it. I'm glad you told the story of that song before you played it. What was her first name again?
Hannah.
And yeah. That's the name of the song
right.
As well. Let me mention again. There, I can do it this way, I think. And I can actually look at. No, I can't. Hang on. I'm going to have to look at. Turn my head this way at the same time. Tonight it's the Honky Tonk House Concert Series in Streetsboro, Ohio. Nice day for a day trip, right?
You could
drive out from wherever you happen to be and enjoy air conditioning. Starts at 7:30. It's all ages. And then tomorrow in New Eagle at the Silver Maple House Concert Series, you can hear Linda at 4 o'clock. It's also all ages. Go to lindamcrae.com to get additional information. That's the easiest way to do it. We probably have time for one more.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 7 minutes of radio time.
Okay.
Which is either one or two, depending on how
how
much music there are. But I'll promise not to talk too much. I'm just glad you're here.
Well, actually, this is a new song as well. And James, my husband, and I have started an at-risk creative writing youth workshop that was born out of our involvement in the Arts and Corrections Program at New Folsom Prison. We've been working with inmates across North America, and it gave us the idea that we wanted to try and start working with kids and help them deal with so many of the kids these days, I think, feel that they don't really have a voice. And James has been clean and sober for 27 years this coming year, and a lot of them are dealing with addiction. Lack of self-esteem usually leads to that. So we developed this creative writing program. And this next song is actually a song that I've written with an inmate at New Folsom Prison. He's in his 70s. His name is Ken Blackburn, and he wrote the music to this, and I put it – I mean, sorry, he wrote the lyrics to this, and I put it to music. So I'll play it. It's called Flowers of Appalachia.
Here he lies, where the music of
Linda McCrae, and tell me the man who wrote the words again.
Ken Blackburn.
Ken Blackburn, and he's heard that, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been there a number of times since I've written the song. We're actually going back in June, but unfortunately he's not going to be there. He's been transferred to another facility. So, but we, you know, became friends. He's
Oh.
It's kind of crazy. He's written some amazing songs. He's a really he was a drummer, and he plays guitar, and he's getting kind of frail. He's gonna die in prison, but and we don't know what we don't want to. We never ask what they did. We don't want to know.
No,
we just got nothing to do with. I mean, basically, we're just trying to give him a little bit of humanity, and you know, he's been in there for over 40 years, so. Yeah, it's been a really eye-opening experience for us, and we're just so grateful that, you know, we've been given this opportunity to pass along what we do, and, you know, it's the writing exercises. By the time the people have finished the workshop, it's a 2-hour workshop. They've written 4 poems, whether they've actually ever written anything in their life before, and it's quite amazing the reaction that they have to see what they've, you know, written. Quite often they just can't even believe what has actually come out of their own psyche, you know. So
I can't believe
it's a terrific thing.
I can't believe we've run plumb out of time. Linda's forthcoming album on Borealis, and also 50 Shades of Red, a current compilation. If you don't have any of her albums or would like to refresh your collection, it's a perfect way to do so. It's a nice album. It's available now. Thanks to Dennis McCurdy for organizing Linda's being here today, and also for all the great house concerts he puts on. Thanks to the Montgomery String Quartet, Three Rivers Rowing Association, and the David's Music House Saxophone Ensemble, The Way of the Sax. And thanks to you for being with us. Here's hoping you'll join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.